I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Each night, the state helps pay for around 200 beds in recovery houses for women dealing with substance abuse and mental health issues. The Tina Clem Serenity House in Bridgeport is one of those houses. The house has a purposeful design. Its interior was the project of students from the University of Bridgeport, and the idea was to create a welcoming environment that would help, not hinder, a woman's recovery. That's what initially brought me to Bridgeport, but in the end, the story wasn't about the house at all, but rather the women who lived inside it. I spoke with two women, and you're about to hear from both of them. They've asked not to use their names as they're in delicate personal situations. The first woman dealt with alcohol abuse, the second, both alcohol and heroin.
My choice of drug is alcohol and depression. I was 12 and a half when my mother died, and my father had already passed away. So that's where my depression came in.
The last 6 years was when I actually walked out the door and never came back to my family or my home. Yes. I have 3 kids, a husband, and my mom lived with us. And basically, when my addiction started really taking off, I had stole money from them. I would not show up for days on end. And I broke their hearts.
One thing is, with my depression, risk factor is arguing. I don't like loud arguing. People to argue. That's a risk factor for me to drink. Then my husband had a stroke 3.5 years ago, because I know I used to go and see him, right? I used to go when I was half drunk, came back half drunk. So I had to learn, because I was angry with him and I really didn't know.
My mom was really ill at the time and I couldn't do anything for her, and I asked her for money all the time. So one day I was so sick of myself, looking at myself, I left and I never came back. I never went back. Through the years, I've called them a couple of times. My disease is so sick that I was actually going to be able to see them one time. Instead of going, I got high. That's how this disease works. You're nothing anymore, basically, but the drug.
Both women wound up in treatment programs, and eventually they both wound up here, at the Tina Clem Serenity House, operated by Recovery Network of Programs. They can stay for 90 days. The typical woman here has just completed a residential inpatient substance abuse program and has a history of mental health issues. The average day consists of meetings, intensive counseling, group sessions, the possibility of random urine tests, chores, dinner, and regulated free time. Each woman has a lot of work to do before she's ready to leave, and the hope is that a warm, home-like environment takes one small variable off the plate.
Okay, this is my bedroom, which I share with two other women. And this is what I saw when I first came in here. I was so excited. The room is that nice, palish yellow color, and as you can see, the sun comes in through the windows, and it just brightens up the room. It's nice and large. We fit comfortably. I couldn't believe it. You know, I thought that park bench was going to be my home. I really, really did. And I sometimes think it's an absolute miracle that I got here. Yeah.
Oh, you don't know. It's really warming. And one thing, I'm safe here. It's very calm. The rooms are beautiful. The atmosphere, the painting is very relaxing. The women are fabulous. The counselors are fabulous. It's like I am at home.
That sun shining through that window, I was like, wow. This is for me. I can stay here. You know, you're really going to let me stay here, a drug addict, alcoholic? Because all I used to get were, like, strange looks from people. Ooh, she smells. Or, you know, just look. I was always embarrassed by myself. But here, I was like, this is good. I can do this, because they let me in here. They saw something in me that I didn't. I lost hope until I came here.
Oh.
But I have so many people in my corner now that I can't be all that bad.
You're not. You're a good person.
And that's what this does for me here, you know?
Both women are now living independently and have left the Tina Clem Serenity House. It's a place in high demand. It has just 12 beds. The wait list is 25 women long. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.